want to get to one of the hardest hit areas from the tsunami, the city of Sendai, the capital of Miyagi Prefecture, a part of it, as you may have seen in the dramatic video, was washed out to sea. Another part of the city is underwater. And we have a situation where obviously there's an incredible search and rescue effort underway in Miyagi and Iwate prefectures, and also a situation where food is running out. There's no water. Bottled water is gone, even here in Fukushima Prefecture. Electricity is spotty in many parts of the country. Rolling blackouts are starting in Japan today. And we want to get a gauge of what the situation is like. And it looks like things are actually going to get worse, not better.
Yes, it does look that way. And I was curious, as you were talking about that, is there any way for, say, trucks with loads of water to get in?
Well, the problem is a lot of these communities that were badly hit by the quake and the tsunami are isolated. The only way in and out is by helicopter. And the focus with the helicopters is just trying to rescue the people in the most dire need. That's what's been going on since the quake hit. It's going to be a long time before a lot of the survivors are reached. Even in this highly developed country that's relatively wealthy, this is the scope of this thing is just overwhelming.
And I assume the death toll will continue to climb, and probably rapidly.
Yes, I think we've been pretty hesitant to try to estimate what the ultimate death toll is saying. Police officials in Miyagi Prefecture, as well as some other authorities, are saying we're looking at a death toll above 10,000 at this point, most likely. A few voices are saying it could even be higher than that. We do know of communities where thousands of people are just unaccounted for.
Has there been any further news on the situation at the nuclear power plants?
Not great, but the government authorities are trying to reassure the people that we're not talking about reactor meltdown situations. We did have a fresh release of radioactivity early Monday morning from Fukushima. However, we're told there has not been a second explosion at a reactor building, but the government is acknowledging that there may be the possibility of another reactor blowing up. We have two reactors that are regardless out of commission forever. We have several others that are in a precarious state. It's been difficult to get independent information about that because everything is coming out through the electrical power companies and the government. There's a 20-kilometer exclusion zone around those plants, and of course, even if we went there, we wouldn't be able to really figure out anything except maybe what the radiation readings are. You know, radiation, it's silent, it's invisible. There are a number of people that are being treated for radiation exposure, and 170,000 people or more at this point have been evacuated from homes in that exclusion zone.
Has the radiation level been recorded as being particularly high?
Well, they are high compared to background levels. Now, the question is, and when you talk to different experts, they'll tell you different things. That some people will say that even these levels, although government officials are saying they're not dangerous, others will say they are something to be very concerned about. But the government authorities are saying that, yes, these are above normal levels, but you have to put it in perspective compared to the it may be the equivalent for some people of getting a few additional chest x-rays or flying across the country on an airplane. We're exposed to radiation all the time. But obviously, the higher, more exposure to radiation you have, the higher risk you have for cancer. And we're being told that iodine pills are to be passed out to people, although I've seen no evidence of that so far, of pills actually being passed out to the public here in Fukushima Prefecture.
As you make your travels to heading for where your destination is eventually, are you seeing some devastation already, or are you just on the outskirts of it?
No, and even in here in Fukushima Prefecture, there was light to moderate damage. There are some buildings that pancaked. We saw a watch factory that collapsed, a few other buildings in south of Koriyama City, where we started out this morning. Roads have buckled, sidewalks cracked. A lot of structures are basically condemned, even here in Fukushima Prefecture. And the farther north you go, especially into Miyagi and Iwate prefectures, we're just going to see more and more buildings that have been damaged or destroyed. And then, of course, on the coastal communities, a number of them have been totally wiped out. They're gone. And others will maybe never recover, and others it'll be many years before they perhaps get back to normal.
Have you heard or have you seen, Steve, how far in that tsunami, the water from the tsunami, came inland by distance?
I was getting some information this morning that in Sendai City, for example, in Miyagi Prefecture, that inland up to 5 kilometers, it's underwater, and there's some discussion that the geography has shifted, and because of the tsunami, that this area is now permanently underwater. It's one of the not a large city in the sense of Tokyo or Osaka, but Sendai is a significant city, and part of that is just we're being told maybe permanently underwater.